A. 根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号。每个句子念两遍。
One. Excuse me, how can I apply for a credit card? Excuse me, how can I apply for a credit card?
Two. 20% of my allowance is spent on snacks. 20% of my allowance is spent on snacks.
3. Take a shorter shower rather than a long one. Take a shorter shower rather than a long one.
4. You'll find the air safety card in the seat pocket. You'll find the air safety card in the seat pocket.
5. Rabbit hunting is one of the most popular hunting activities in the US. Rabbit hunting is one of the most popular hunting activities in the US.
6. A charity sale was organized in our neighborhood last Saturday. A charity sale was organized in our neighborhood last Saturday.
B. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号。对话和问题都念两遍。
7. Hi, Sarah. A nice day, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It will rain heavily.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Sarah. A nice day, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It will rain heavily.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 8. Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and post two letters before picking up the children from school.
Question. Where will the woman go first?
请再听一遍。
Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and post two letters before picking up the children from school.
Question. Where will the woman go first? 9. Rose, you'll have to go to school by yourself. My car doesn't work today.
Okay, Dad. I can ride my new bicycle.
Take care, then.
Question. How is Rose going to school today?
请再听一遍。
Rose, you'll have to go to school by yourself. My car doesn't work today.
Okay, Dad. I can ride my new bicycle.
Take care, then.
Question. How is Rose going to school today?
10. Excuse me, is this shop open on Sundays?
Yes, of course.
What time does it usually open?
It usually opens at 7:30 during weekdays, but an hour later on Saturdays and Sundays.
Question. When does the shop open at the weekends?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, is this shop open on Sundays?
Yes, of course.
What time does it usually open?
It usually opens at 7:30 during weekdays, but an hour later on Saturdays and Sundays.
Question. When does the shop open at the weekends? 11. Could you please tell me how to pronounce the word in English?
Sorry, I'm not quite sure. Let's look it up in a dictionary.
Good idea. Here's my dictionary.
Question. What are they going to do then?
请再听一遍。
Could you please tell me how to pronounce the word in English?
Sorry, I'm not quite sure. Let's look it up in a dictionary.
Good idea. Here's my dictionary.
Question. What are they going to do then?
I saw Carl Johnson at the hospital today. I wonder if he is ill.
No, he is fine. His daughter just had a baby and he was visiting her.
Question. Why was Carl Johnson at the hospital?
请再听一遍。
I saw Carl Johnson at the hospital today. I wonder if he is ill.
No, he is fine. His daughter just had a baby and he was visiting her.
Question. Why was Carl Johnson at the hospital?
Grandpa, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of arguing with my mum. She won't let me listen to my favourite music.
Okay, please don't complain. You know she loves you more than anyone else.
Question. What does the man mean?
请再听一遍。
Grandpa, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of arguing with my mum. She won't let me listen to my favourite music.
Okay, please don't complain. You know she loves you more than anyone else.
Question. What does the man mean? 14. What's the matter, Paul? You look upset.
I locked my key in the car, but I have to go to the airport to pick up my aunt.
Question. What can we learn about Paul from the conversation?
请再听一遍。
What's the matter, Paul? You look upset.
I locked my key in the car, but I have to go to the airport to pick up my aunt.
Question. What can we learn about Paul from the conversation?
判断句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号。短文念两遍。
In Florida, one McDonald's customer started a pay it forward chain that made other 249 customers to be generous and do the same.ABS News reported the spirit of giving was in the air as 250 drive-through customers at a local McDonald's paid for the meals of people next to them. Lakeland customers Tori Keane was paying for her food when she decided to pay for the meal of the car following hers. When McDonald's cashier Figueroa told the next customer her food had already been paid by the car before, the customer was moved.That was when she thought she would love to do the same, and the domino effect followed. It kept going and going, Figueroa told ABS News. After the 15th car, I started marking the number of people that were taking part on a piece of paper. Figueroa, who worked from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m, said pay it forward chain almost lasted for her entire shift.I just kept giving all the people I met the same message, and they were all so surprised and happy, she continued. One lady even paid for the meals of the next three cars behind her. While people were amazed by how generous they could get, Figueroa said she had never experienced something like that before in her 12 years of working for McDonald's. Keane phoned Figueroa when the pay it forward came out in the local news.She said that she was the customer that started the long chain of kindness. Keane said that she was surprised by the number of people who continued her good deed when she was only trying to brighten someone's day.
请再听一遍。
In Florida, one McDonald's customer started a pay it forward chain that made other 249 customers to be generous and do the same.ABS News reported the spirit of giving was in the air as 250 drive-through customers at a local McDonald's paid for the meals of people next to them. Lakeland customers Tori Keane was paying for her food when she decided to pay for the meal of the car following hers. When McDonald's cashier Figueroa told the next customer her food had already been paid by the car before, the customer was moved. That was when she thought she would love to do the same, and the domino effect followed. It kept going and going, Figueroa told ABS News. After the 15th car, I started marking the number of people that were taking part on a piece of paper. Figueroa, who worked from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m, said pay-it-forward chain almost lasted for her entire shift. I just kept giving all the people I met the same message, and they were all so surprised and happy, she continued. One lady even paid for the meals of the next three cars behind her. While people were amazed by how generous they could get, Figueroa said she had never experienced something like that before in her 12 years of working for McDonald's. Keen phoned Figueroa when the pay-it-forward came out in the local news. She said that she was the customer that started the long chain of kindness. Keen said that she was surprised by the number of people who continued her good deed when she was only trying to brighten someone's day.
D. 听对话，用听到的单词完成句子。对话念两遍。
The oldest school in the United States, Boston Latin, opened in 1635. Before that, most kids were taught what they needed to learn at home. When you learn reading, math, and other subjects taught in school from your parents or private teachers who come to your house, it's called homeschooling. A kid may be the only one, or he or she may be taught with brothers, sisters, or kids from the neighborhood. Parents choose to homeschool their children for many different reasons. Sometimes a kid is sick and can't go to regular school. But more often, kids are homeschooled because their parents feel they can give their child a better education than the local school can. You might wonder if kids have to go to school. It's true that kids must be educated, but the law allows the kids to be schooled at home. In fact, more than 1.3 million students do it in the USA alone. These kids can learn just as much as they do in regular school, but their parents are in charge of their education. Homeschool parents must make sure that their kids get the instruction and the necessary experiences. The parents also may have to write a report every year to explain to the government who's teaching the kid and which subjects are being taught at home.
请再听一遍。
The oldest school in the United States, Boston Latin, opened in 1635. Before that, most kids were taught what they needed to learn at home. When you learn reading, math, and other subjects taught in school from your parents or private teachers who come to your house, it's called homeschooling. A kid may be the only one, or he or she may be taught with brothers, sisters, or kids from the neighborhood. Parents choose to homeschool their children for many different reasons. Sometimes a kid is sick and can't go to regular school. But more often, kids are homeschooled because their parents feel they can give their child a better education than the local school can. You might wonder if kids have to go to school. It's true that kids must be educated, but the law allows the kids to be schooled at home. In fact, more than 1.3 million students do it in the USA alone. These kids can learn just as much as they do in regular school, but their parents are in charge of their education. Homeschool parents must make sure that their kids get the instruction and the necessary experiences. The parents also may have to write a report every year to explain to the government who's teaching the kid and which subjects are being taught at home.